This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is that Miss Katie?
Katie Mixon is on the line right now. She is the absolute best.
Well, you know, having Diedrich on is always fantastic because we're just huge fans. Mm. And again, you know, really meeting her through Eastbound and Down and Mike and Molly.
Yeah,
Mike. Eastbound and Down made me just a ginormous fan. So that jumps right into American Housewife, and that's she is brilliant on that,
love
man.
That.
I mean, truly one of the funniest that you'll see out there, man.
Born March 30th in Pensacola, Florida, an actress who attended the famed Carnegie Mellon School of Drama, she launched an acting career that has found her on such series as Eastbound and Down and Mike and Molly, as well as such films as Four Christmases, and lending her voice to the animated movie, Minions. But these days you can see her as the star of the ABC comedy series, American Housewife. Please welcome, Katie Mixon.
Hey Katie, welcome to the show.
Hi Johnny, thank you so much.
How are you, by the way? Congratulations on everything. We're all huge fans, man. American Housewife is fantastic on ABC.
Thank you so much, honey. I'm having the time of my life. It is the hardest thing I've ever done, but I am living it. I'm loving it.
Well, we were talking to Diedrich about it, and it's funny, you know, because you pull from your childhood or your life to do these parts, right? And so, you know, I see so many things that I recognize just from my own life and my own childhood. How did you grow up?
I grew up with a large family. We were the Von Trapp family singers, the Brady Bunch. It was seven kids, six girls and one boy.
Oh, that poor bastard.
I'm the third oldest. I'm the third oldest. So I, you know, as you can imagine, life was full. Life was really full. Growing up,
I can only imagine the torture you put your poor brother through.
He's doing just fine. He's 6 years older than me. So it's my big sister. It's my big sister, big brother. 6 years difference, and then it's stair step.
Oh, see, he got lucky there.
Because
had he been somewhere near the middle, had he been near the middle or the end, you'd have had him in makeup and wearing dresses to school.
Don't you know? That's exactly what happened.
I had friends. It happened too. I remember going to a buddy's house, and we were young, and he had three older sisters, and I walked in, and they had makeup on his face, and they were doing his hair.
Unreal.
Yeah.
Unreal, Johnny.
UI. So.
But Dietrich Bader is wonderful. He's real lovely.
Well, and genuinely fantastically weird. And he gets it. Like, he likes that. And that's the thing I love most about him. He chooses parts, I think, the way you do. Like, when you took Eastbound and Down, obviously you're an actress and you want to work. But I get the feeling, like, from watching you and everything from Four Christmases to Mike and Molly, you like that good, weird comedy.
I really do. I love a good character. I love a good, like, you know, real, interesting, weird, odd, just, you know, kind of got to bring them to life. And so that's why the American Housewife situation, you know, I just come from that, the stoner, pothead, Victoria, from Mike and Molly for 6 years, and I was like, I've really got to do something different. I'd love to do something different. And, you know, I ended with that January 2016, and I signed on to this 4 days later. And so it was quite opposite of what I had been playing. You know, this role, she doesn't wear much makeup, she hides the boobs, like, she's a mom of three, she doesn't care really how she looks, like, it's pretty much opposite. And so, yeah, I look for, you know, those certain roles, and I was blessed to be able to fall into it.
Well, yeah, because it has to make you laugh, right? I mean, again, you're an actress and you do work, but it's so much better when you can see the actor, the actress is truly like in that. They love it. You know, Carell's great at that. Again, back to Diedrich. Billy Gardell, man, that's his sense of humor. When he was doing Mike and Molly, that's really Billy.
I know, which was just magic. so lovely. He's such a dear friend, honey. He really is.
I love him. He's been so good to us. From the day we met Billy, he has been the most honest, straightforward, genuine human being. One of the very few from Hollywood. I mean, he walks the walk.
He really does, honey. It's been real magic being able to be with these peeps growing up. Do you know?
Sure. And so on this, by the way, if you guys haven't seen American Housewife, it's kind of one of those flawed families trying to fit into the wealthy side of town of perfect people, but they're normal people. So it's funny because my parents moved me to, it was a pretty decent side of Olathe growing up, but we were low middle class. And you always get singled out. Like there's no way, you can't sneak your way into that world no matter how hard you try.
Right.
Yeah, it's always
hard. Really interesting because I feel like so many people can relate to it, no matter what gender you are, no matter what background you come from. Do you know, like, everybody can relate. It's really relatable of what they're experiencing.
Yeah, and the best part is, like, in this next episode, you're worried that Greg might want to have another baby, and we always think women want the babies, but I've known women who are like, Jesus Christ, I didn't want the last two.
I've known them too, honey. It's so hysterical. And the daddy wants some more than the mom.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. Oh, I've seen it. I've seen it before. I love how everybody always tells their kids that they were planned. And you're like, you know how many of us were accidents that nobody wanted, but we just had to deal with it?
Nobody wants to deal with the reality of it.
That's
it's
it.
So true.
Anytime, Katie. They're giving me a rap, but man, again, congratulations on American Housewife. We are huge fans. 7 o'clock Kansas City time on ABC on Tuesdays. You're welcome here anytime.
Johnny, thank you so much. I will talk to y'all anytime you want.
Thank you, Katie. Thank you, Katie.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.